Unit 21. What is fashion? Henry David Thoreau once said, "Every generation laughs at the old fashions, but follows religiously the new." To confirm the validity of this eternal truth, all you need to do is look at the powdered wigs and long, narrow coats, trimmed with gold braid, of an 18th century European gentleman. Would you wear that today? So what is this abstraction called fashion that we are all following religiously? Some people seem to feel that it's an indispensable part of life. To put it more theoretically, they see a parallel between stylish and good. Fashion represents the values of the community, including its notions of art, beauty, and morality. From this view, fashion exerts a positive force on people. It may sound silly, but perhaps fashion can even enlighten you. Others claim that fashion is just pointless vanity. They say that fashion compels people to waste money and behave ridiculously. They believe that those who allow their lives to revolve around acquiring the latest and most stylish goods are fools. Furthermore, we would all be better off if we could just simplify our lives and stop wasting so much time and money on fashion. I have to admit to a bias towards this latter view, but perhaps I just haven't reached enlightenment.
Vocabulary.
Validity.
A special group of investigators was called in to check the validity of his claim.
Eternal.
Spring in the mountains reminds us of the eternal cycle of life growing each year.
Wig.
Dressing up like a clown, Deborah painted her face and put on a blue wig.
Trim.
The jacket was trimmed with fur.
Braid.
The uniform had a braid on each shoulder.
Abstraction.
His painting style moved away from realism towards abstraction. Indispensable. People have come to find cell phones indispensable in their lives.
Theoretically.
Many physicists say that time travel is theoretically possible.
Parallel.
The researcher noticed several parallels between the two men's lives.
Stylish.
Janet is always very stylish, and she stands out in a crowd.
Notion.
Walter and Carrie have different notions about how to raise a child.
Morality.
Experts debated the morality of the death penalty.
Exert.
The nurse exerted pressure on the cut to stop the bleeding.
Enlighten.
Margaret felt enlightened when she read the religious text.
Vanity.
Janet's weak point was her vanity, and she loved to hear people say she was beautiful.
Compel.
Hank felt compelled to tell his boss about his problems with the factory.
Ridiculously.
The clown was dressed ridiculously, with pink hair and purple shoes.
Revolve. Jessica's life revolves around her work, so she doesn't have time for a family.
Simplify.
The candidate promised to reform the tax laws in a way that would simplify them.
Bias.
George studied in France and developed a bias toward French design.